Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf vav. We are holding on daf hey amud beis. We got just a little bit past the two dots yesterday. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizuchus and Refuah Shleima for Chaim Naftali ben from Mitfreda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. They should both have Refuah Shleima Besoch Shar Kolei Yisrael. So the sugi we started yesterday was discussing why it is that it's 3 days Lefnei Yidein Shalov Dekhavim. That's the magic number of the amount of time that we assume that any business that we do with them is somehow going to contribute to their holiday. And we try to compare it to how we prepare for our holidays and whether we ever have a three. And the fact is, we don't ever have a 3 day time period. It's either 1 day, like we see as far as Osov Espino informing a person who's going to buy an animal that you sold. The Imam Acharti Ayom, I sold its mother, I sold its offspring that same day to avoid Osov Espino, or 30 days, Shalom Vidarshin, Bilchus HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. Where does the 3 days come from? Then the Gemara is going to discuss in that context the source for the idea that B'nai Noach are not allowed to bring a Mechusar Ever as a Karban, but they are allowed to bring a Balmum as a Karban. That they don't have the same dinim of Balei Mumin, but Mechusar Ever they do have. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether this 3 day time period includes the day of the festival as well, or it's 3 days aside from the day of the festival. And the Gemara is going to have 4 rayas on Amud Aleph to try to resolve that issue, and ultimately will resolve that issue. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to raise a different question. What's the reason that it's usher to do business with the Ovdei Kechavim within range of their festival? Is it because of Lo Yishama Al Picha, that they're going to be Azal Amodah to the Avodah Zarah, so you're going to cause them calling out to the Avodah Zarah? Or is it old-fashioned Lefnei Iver, that you're causing them to be makrif to the Avodah Zarah, and that's your violation of Lifnei Iver? And the Gemara's nafkamina between those two possibilities. Then we're going to have a machlokas whether there's an Isser Hana'a on business that you have done with the Ovdei Kechavim. So you have something that you got from them within the 3 days of their Yom Ayid. Is there an Isser Hana'a on that which you got from them? The Gemara is then going to have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Why it is that it's even usher to, let's say, borrow from them. I understand to lend money to them. Now they have more money to use, so they have a desire. But to borrow from them. Why is it that it's usher to borrow items from them? I understand to give them items, to lend them items they're going to use for the avodah. Why is it usher to get paid from them? I understand to pay them, they're going to have no more money. Why is it usher to get paid? So we're going to have machlok, zabai, rava. All three of those cases. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, well, why does the Mishnah need to tell me about all of these examples? The Mishnah tells me about Masa Umatan and She'ela and Halva'a and Piraon. They all mean the same basic idea. You shouldn't be involved in something that's going to give them something or use something within 3 days of their Yom Ayid. So let's begin. Let's go back again to the two dots just to read it through. Gimel Yom Masa Lasseh Lasseh Simayim and Davheim and Beis. So it says, well, me being in Kulei Hai, does it really take 3 days? Va'tana and Barba. There are 4 times a year where you need to tell the person who's purchasing an animal from you that I sold its mother today, I sold its daughter today, so that the person doesn't inadvertently violate Osov Espino, violating the mother and the offspring on the same day. So what are those special days where you assume that when you sell the animal, it's meant to be shechted today, that you have the right to assume that the buyer has the absolute intention of shechting it today? Ve'eluein, those days are Erev Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, Erev the last days of Sukkot, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev the first days of Pesach, or first day of Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then there's a fifth one, Ukadiv Rabbi Yosei Glili, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Begalil. And Rabbi Yosei Glili holds, even Erev Yom HaKippurim, because there's a mitzvah of Sachila in Erev Yom HaKippurim, so you have to assume, if someone's buying an animal in Erev Yom HaKippurim, it's because he wants to eat that animal on Erev Yom HaKippurim, that he's going to shecht it on Erev Yom Kippur. So yesterday we closed with the Tosfos about what's so special about those 4 times. Why is it those? Why not Erev the last day of Pesach, as opposed to why not Erev the first day of Sukkot? Why is it specifically these 4 times that are highlighted? So that we discussed yesterday in the Tosos. But then on this last part that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, Af Erev Yom HaKippurim BeGalil, the next Tosos points out, Tema Perakam Deksubis to Parak Talmud Yom HaKippurim Shchalios B'Sheni B'Shabbes Yidcha Gzeira Shem Yishchut Benov. The Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis asks the question that if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, we should push it off because we should be concerned that people are going to be shechting on Shabbos Shabbos if Yom Kippur falls on Monday? Why would they be shechting on Shabbos? Because Sunday, there's a mitzvah sachila. On Erev Yom HaKippurim, you have a mitzvah to eat. So people are going to want to prepare food. We should make such a gzeirah. V'amai shavu kalani prakam d'divrei akol uparach d'divrei b'yosei glilis. It tells us a very basic question. There are four other times of the year that wasn't the machlokas, that everyone agreed. People are in a rush to shecht on these four other times of the year, Erev Atzeres, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Tov Achron, Shel Chag, and Erev Pesach. So why is it that in those four other times of the year, we don't ask the same thing? That if it falls out, if any of those 4 days fall out on Sunday, we should also be docha, we should change the calendar in such a way to make sure that that doesn't happen because of Gzeres Shem Yishcha Benov. The Gemara only asks about Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is so strange because that's the only one that's subject to Machlokas. So Tosa suggests, V'yeshlomer D'Shapir Paruch HaLibid Rabbanon, D'Iker Pirchei Miben Of Dafka, that there's a big difference between those other times versus on Erev Yom HaKippurim. See, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, even on Erev Yom HaKippurim, you have to worry about selling animals. And what do the Rabbanon hold? They don't think that people are eating a lot on Erev Yom HaKippurim? No, certainly they do. But they hold that what people are eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim is a ben oaf. That they're not eating animals in Erev Yom HaKippurim, but certainly they're eating. The gezerah of Shema Yishchot is a gezerah that makes much more sense with a small thing like a bird than it does with a cow, because it takes some time to shecht a larger animal, to catch it and to hold it and to hold it down and to make sure it doesn't, and the actual shechita, it takes much longer. To shecht a berov, to shecht a chicken, takes a half a second. You know, they have these fast shochtim when I visited David Elliott with my Talmidim, so they have this shochet. It's only 1,000 chickens an hour. I mean, they go super fast when it comes to a chicken. That's gzeres Shem Yishchot. You might forget, you might not realize that it's gonna shecht. You know, you might not realize till it's too late. So that's why it's dafka erev Yom Kippurim. Prakam elu enim regilim rak bebehemos ubiyom Kippurim regilim ba'ofos v'dagim udvarim kalim. People eat more light on erev Yom Kippur. They don't eat heavy things like behemos, but on these other times they eat behemos. But bottom line, back in the Gemara now, the Gemara is asking a question. Where does this 3-day idea come from? Apparently, it's one day. That one day before is the key. So says Gemara, well, it depends what your goal is. Hasam de la achila sagi b'chad yama. When the purpose is to eat, so then, yeah, in a chinami, there's only one day in advance that it takes to prepare for eating. But hacha de la akrava, but what the goyim are, what the Ovdei Chavim are doing is they want to use these animals for akrava. Bein antasiyomi, that takes 3 days. Really? To prepare an animal for akrava and learn everything you need to know about the akrava only takes 3 days? Vatanya, Shaul and Bilchsa Pesach, Chodema Pesach, Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you need to start learning about Hilchos Karban Pesach 2 weeks in advance if you're really going to be prepared for akrava. So why is it that the Ovdei Chavim only need 3 days to prepare for akrava? I don't know why the Gemara doesn't just say mistama, they don't have so many halachos. You know that they don't have all these hilchos akrava. We have so many halachos. The Gemara sort of says it. The Gemara says anan d'shchichi mumin depasli afilu bedokin shabayin bina tlasin yomin. We need 30 days because there are so many more mumin that we would passel an animal for akrava with. But inu the mechusar averis lubetlas yomisagi. They only would passel an animal that's mechusar averis. They just need to check that the animal is not mechusar aver, and then they're good to go as far as Hakrav is concerned. But for us, for Karban Pesach, it takes a lot longer because there's a lot more than just Mechusar Ever. There are so many other movement. Tosus raises the question, wait, the whole thing about Sholin, Hilchus HaPesach, Shloshim Yom, is only about Karban Pesach? Tosus says, then how can we still do it? So he says, V'afal Pishagam Ato She'en Karban Sholin Hilchus HaPesach Kodem Lamid Yom, Mikom Akom Ikara Takonala Karban Nitkina, Kedam Ratayim Perakam D'Psachim Shari Nav Yom Pesach Rishon Masal Pesach She'ni. I mean, what's the source for Shalom V'Darshin, Bilchus HaChag, Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag? The source is not even about Pesach. It was about Pesach Sheni. It was that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us the halachos of Karban Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. So you see, it's clearly a carbon-related issue and not a holiday-related issue. And therefore, it says Tosfos, clearly the initial takana was only about the Karban Pesach. Yeah, we kept it, even though there's no longer Karban Pesach, so we still observe that takana by learning about matzah and mar and chametz and all the other, and agalas kelim and all the other things things that you need to learn. The first Bir Halacha in the fifth Chelik of Mishnah Berurah, the first Bir Halacha discusses whether Shalom V'Darshan applies to other Yomim Tovim as well. So you have such a din of Shalom V'Darshan before Sukkot for 30 days. So Pashtus, Tosfos would say, no, there's no special halachos of a particular karban that need to be learned 30 days in advance. So Mela, there's no such, and also Rishonim point out that even if you can say that there is such a halacha, so what, by Shavuos you can also have 30 days? That doesn't make any sense. There are no halachos of Shavuos. Shavuos, you appreciate that you got the Torah and sit and learn. I don't know, have some Sudas Yantiv. It's just regular Hilchos Yantiv. There is no special halachos of Shavuos. You can learn Masechah Sukkah for 30 days. That could keep you kind of busy. But to learn Shavuos for 30 days, Masechah Shavuos won't help you. So to learn all about the Yom Tov of Shavuos for 30 days is not going to be not going to be so practical. That's one of the terutzim that they give for the stira, that the Gemara at the end of Megillah says that Shol in Hilchos Hachag Bichag, that Hilchos Pesach for Pesach, Hilchos Batzeres. Over there it says by all the regard that you discuss the halachos of the Yantiv on the Yantiv. So the Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha. The Ran already asked the Kasha, Bichag or Shloshim Yom Lefnei Hachag? Which is it? So one of the approaches is Shloshim Lefnei Hachag is Dafka for Pesach, but then separate takan for every Yantiv of being Shol Bichag. Many other answers are given by Rishonim and Achronim as well. So says Gemara, Damar Rav Lazar, Minayin L'mchus Reve Da'asul B'nei Noach. Once we're on the topic, the Gemara says, what's the source for this din that a mechusar aver is asr for a ben noach, that a ben noach is not allowed to be makar of an animal that's a mechusar aver? Tulsus over here points out that to be makriv on a bama, it's asr. Based on Migdash, any balmum is going to be asr, even when it's a ben noach that's bringing the korban. Any balmum would be asr. So how do I know that a mechusar aver is asr ben noach? Dixiv umikol achay mikol basar shnayim mikol. Noach has to bring on the teva two of every living animal. So Amr Torah, Vebehema Shechayin Rosh Evarim Shela. We darshan that the pasuk means you have to bring an animal that's Chayin Rosh Evarim, that has all of its Evarim, that is not a Mechusar Ever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach to bring, to make sure not to bring a Mechusar Ever on the Teva. Why? Because he's going to ultimately have to bring Karbanos from those animals. Tosos raises the question in the second wide line of Tosos in Tomar, Halakaman B'samach Amr D'Sirunami Noach also wasn't allowed to bring a zaken animal, an animal that was a saris that couldn't have offspring, and that's not an issur for bringing a zaken as a carbon. Ben Noach is allowed to bring a zaken as a carbon. Ben Noach is allowed to bring a saris as a carbon, a saris as a carbon. So why is it that how is it that we're able to learn that just because he wasn't allowed to bring mechus reiver on the teva, it means that he's not allowed to bring it as a carbon? There were other things he wasn't allowed to bring on the teva, and he is allowed to bring as a carbon. So Tosfos says, Yeshom Dein Lasser Elu Zaken Vesris LeCarbon B'Mashamata Me'Avas HaTeva Kiven De'Ikatai Me'Achrina. There's another good reason why Zaken and Sris shouldn't be brought on the Teva, and that is the animals that he's bringing on the Teva had to ensure the Kiyum Amin. It had to be able to make sure that type of animal won't become extinct. So you want to make sure you bring an animal that's able to have offspring. But why would it have to be that it's not Mechusar Ever? As far as Kiyum Amin, you could bring a Mechusar Ever and it could still have a Kiyum Amin. So it must be that there's this other reason that a Mechusar Ever is possible for a carbon. So that's how we learn that a Mechusar Ever is possible for a carbon. Frek the Gemara, is that how we learn it? Hami Ba'ilei Lemute Treifa Delo. Don't we already need that pasuk to tell me that he can't bring a Treifa? How do I learn from there Mechusar Ever? Says Gemara, no, Treifa is a different pasuk. Treifa Milichyo Zera Nafka. Says Gemara, Halon Nichol Amandiyam Treifa Eni Aledas. Yeah, if you assume that Treifa can't have an offspring, it's simply incapable of having offspring, then I get how you're gonna learn the din of Treifa from the pasuk of Lichyo Zera, that it's got to have offspring. But Elamad Yomar Treifa Yoledes. But if the old Treifa can be molded, then Ma'ikal Meimar. Then why is it that you need this pasuk to teach me Treifa, and we still need a pasuk to teach Mechusar Ever? Samar Kra Itcha B'Domin Lach. No, we could still learn Treifa from a different pasuk. The pasuk says you should bring it Itcha, so we darsh it Itcha B'Domin Lach. Similar to you, just like you Noach are not a Treifa, those animals that you bring with you should also not be a Treifa. And we still have the pasuk available to teach us, Mikol Achai, to teach us that it shouldn't be Mechusar Eiver. So says Gemara, V'dom Noach uvei treifa hava. Who told you Noach wasn't a treifa? How do we know that Noach himself wasn't a treifa? Yeah, you have to bring something that's similar to you, but how do we know Noach wasn't a treifa? So says Gemara, Tamim ksiv bei, because it calls Noach a Tamim. So that's what Tamim means, that he wasn't a treifa. V'dom lo Tamim bedrachav haya. Tamim relates to his behavior, not to his physical well-being. Says Gemara, no, tzadik ksiv bei. It says he was a tzadik. That's about his behavior. Tamim must be about his physical well-being. No, Dilma Tamim bedrachav, tzadik b'maisavava. Tamim is his midos, tzadik is his actions. These are two different things. Ben adam la'atzmo, ben adam la'chavero. What a person is, that he's a rachaman, that he's kind, that he's caring, that he's giving, and what a person does, that's tzidkus. So how do you see from Tamim that he's necessarily not a treifa? Maybe back to the question, maybe Noach really was a treifa. So from Itcha we cannot learn that there's an issue treifa for a ben Noach to be makrav a treifa. Says more lo sakleif, Noach ufei treifa avai. You can't say Noach was a treifa. These talk like Noach treifa ava. Amle rachmanu kavseich ayil shlem and lo tayil. Because after all, Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, bring something, bring the animals just like you to the teva. If Noach was a treifa, that's a very unusual tzivui that Hashem was saying, dafka bring treifos onto the teva. That doesn't make any sense that he would dafka bring treifos onto the teva, and therefore it must be that he was not a treifa, and he was being told dafka to not bring treifos onto the teva. V'hasha d'nafkle me'idcha l'chayu zera lamali. Okay, but now that I have itcha, so what do I learn from l'chayu zera? Meaning, if you hold that treifa is able to is not able to be molded, so from l'chayu zera we wanted to learn the psul of treifa, but now we have itcha to learn the psul of treifa from. So what I do l'chayu zera? Ime'idcha havamina l'tzav sabi alma. If I only had itcha, I would have thought, you know why he has to bring these animals with him? Stammed, keep him company. Vafilu zaken, vafilu sris, but he could bring any animal to keep him company, an old animal, an animal that's a sris. So kas rachmana zera, that's why the pasuk says, no, it has to be an animal that's capable of having offspring. So a number of issues over here that are raised by the Balei HaTosos. First of all, on the bottom Tosos on the page on him, based Tosos raises the question, yesh l'taktik miloshon asur, shu isur gomru ben Noach musar bedavar. This idea that ben Noach is not allowed to bring a mechusar eiver sounds like it's mamish, an iser for a ben Noach to bring a mechusar eiver. So what's the problem with that? Says Tosos, you learn the sugi in Sanhedrin, there are sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, look for where it says that a ben Noach is asur to bring a mechusar eiver on that list. It's not on the list. V'teima, my time alochashav le v'hadiz, ayin mitzvah shenestavu, v'yischaivu alav misa. Why isn't it one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach? V'yein lomar, mishum da asarasi l'ksiv behedya, hamachal heinat shmei alav, g'darshin mikol eitzagan achol tochal, v'lo gezel, v'dovak v'yishto, v'lo b'yish chavero. And don't tell me, because it doesn't say the iser beferish in the Torah, and we only learn it from a positive statement of the Torah of mechal heinat shmei alav, because there are other of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach that we also learn from Mechal Heinat Tashmei Alav. How do I know these are Varayos B'Ben Noach? V'davak B'Ishto. That's a positive. And we darshan, yeah, V'lo B'Eshes Chavero, but he shouldn't be with Eshes Chavero. So that's not a good enough answer. Why is this not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So says Tosfos Al Yishlomar, Dahai Kum Asehu, Demei Ish Ish Marbinon, Shavdicham Nodim Nidarim Unidavos Ki Yisrael. All the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are Isurim. This is a Kumasei. This is something that one is obligated to do. That if a person took a neder, a Ben Noach took a neder to bring a carbon, he has a mitzvah B'kum Vasei to bring an animal that is not a Mechusar Ever. Rabbi Kivegan, the Gili Nashas, raises the question, Yesh La'ayin, Lama Om La'avei Shalem. Why do we tell him that he has to bring a Shalem? Meaning, what obligates him to keep his word? What obligates him to keep his neder? There are specific halachos that about keeping nedarim. Rabbi Kivegan points out, he has no isur of lo yachel dvaro. That's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Val motzus hasecha, right? And then that al motzus hasecha tishmar, that whatever you say, you have to keep what you say. The whole idea is that if he wants to bring a mechus reiver, we tell him not that animal. If you want to bring an animal, bring something else.
But Mehechi tastes that there's a chiyuv that he has to keep his nedarim, that if he says he's going to bring a karban, he has to bring a karban. Ramesh has a tshuva somewhere where he writes that that Bnei Noach are mitzuva in midos, that things that are basic ethical requirements, Bnei Noach are mitzuva in as well. So if that's the case, you can understand. Now, kol mitzvah svasecha tishmor might be a basic element of midos, of basic honesty. You said you're going to do something, you're supposed to keep your word and do it. So it could be that Bnei Noach are mitzuva on that level, even though it's not the formal prohibitions that Rabbi Kiva Eger is talking about, but it could be that there's still that binding element of something that they committed to do. Although one could argue that as a mida, it might only be ben adam l'chaveru as opposed to ben adam l'makom, but okay, there's a lot to discuss on that issue. A number of other critical tosfos in over here, we don't have time for all of them, but tosfos raises the issue that when the Gemara asks that maybe Ben Noach himself was a treifa, says tosfos, how could you say Noach was a treifa? One of the basic rules we know about a treifa is that it's so sick it's going to die within a year. Noach did not die within a year after the Mabul. He lived for a very, very long time. So yeah, but what we're asking is that he didn't know that he wasn't a treifa at that time, and therefore he didn't know that he was being told not to bring a treifa when he was told to bring something just like you. So that's what Tos suggests, and Tos says, I don't really like that answer. Because clearly this is obviously only about those types of treifas that you could tell while the animal's still alive, right? If it's a treifa that you can only tell after the animal died, and it's something or somewhere hidden in the cavity of the animal, so that obviously can't be something that he was expected to know. No, it must be that our Gemara is assuming, like the shita that holds, treifa chaya. There is a shita that holds that a treifa does have the ability to live for many years after the illness. So that's what we must be assuming, that like the shita that holds, treifa chaya. Let's see the Gemara Vaitis. Says Gemara, Ibayilhu, Shloshi Yamim, Hein V'Yidayan, O Hein Belo Yidayan. When we say that there are 3 days, Lifnei Yidayan, Shlo V'Chavim, that you're not allowed to engage in all of these different business deals with them, is that Hein V'Yidayan or Hein Belo Yidayan? Is it 3 days including the festival, or 3 days aside from the festival? So the Gemara is going to have four rayas. Raya number one, Tashma Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, Shlosha Lifneim, Shlosha L'Achrayan. Also, Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not only 3 days preceding, it's even the 3 days following. So Isal Kadaitach, Hein V'Yidein, Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Yidein, Chashvul Me'ekar, V'Chashvul B'Sof. If those 3 days count the festival itself, Rabbi Shmuel just double-dipped. He counted the festival twice. Because if he says 3 days preceding, 3 days following, but the Yom Ayid is included in the, it's really only 2 days before plus the Yom Ayid, and 2 days after plus the Yom Ayid, he's counted the Yom Ayid twice. So says Gemara, Ayidi T'tanah Shlosh L'Fneim, T'nami Shlosh L'Fneim. He's counted the Yom Ayid twice, meaning it's not really 6 days, it's a total of 5 days, including the Yom Ayid. But once we use the term shlosha to describe lefneim, we use the term shlosha to describe l'achreim, because there is a symmetry. It's the same number of days before as it is after. So that's why we use that term, even though it's not really so accurate. It's really 2 days before it, and then 2 days after it. So possibly. So that's not a clear raya. Tashma says Gemara, let's bring another raya. Damarav techlifa bar avdimi yom shmuel. Yom Rishon, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel li'al maser. If Yom Rishon is a Yom Ayid, meaning if Sunday for certain religions is a Yom Ayid, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's never going to be a day that's mutter to do business with Goyim, because the 3 days before Arasser, 3 days after Arasser, 3 days before Sunday are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days after Sunday are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That knocks out your entire week. But if you hold that the 3 days include the Yom Ayid, so it's really only 2 days before and 2 days after, so you still have Wednesday and Thursday that are mutter to do business. So says Mara, Alibi Rabbi Shmuel lo kami bayla, and dehein below idein. According to Rabbi Shmuel, ein achinami, we know that Rabbi Shmuel means hein below idein. It's these 3 days aside from the festival days. The whole shaila was only according to the Rabbanan, and therefore we still haven't resolved the shaila. So Ravina, Tashma, a third raya. The following are the holidays. Kalanda, Satrunya, Vikartosim. Vamrav Chanan Barava, Kalanda, Chesyam Achar Tkufa. It's 8 8 days after the solstice. Satrunya shmoni yam lefnei tkuf. It's the 8 days preceding the solstice. V'simanayich achar v'kedem tzorasani. And the way to remember it is that that which achar comes before kedem. The holiday that's described first is the one that's after, and then we describe the one that's before. V'yisal kedai dechein v'yidayin. But if you hold that it's hein v'yidayin, it's not really 8 days before. It's asarahavu. It's a total of the holiday is 8 days itself, and you hold 3 days before includes the holiday. It's 10 days. It's not 3 days, because these yideyim are not just 1 day long; they're 8 days long. So why would you describe it as shlosha yamim if the holiday itself is 8 days, and you're including the holiday in your shlosha yamim? So Tana kulei kalan dechad yom ha'av chashav lei. So Gemara says, yeah, because we consider the 8 day holidays if it's one long day. It's yom ha'arichta, to borrow the lashon from our own yom tov. It's yom ha'arichta. It's one long day, and there, even though it's really 8 days, but we count it as if it's one long day, and therefore, to use the term shlosha yamim and counting the 8 day holiday as one of the shlosha yamim, that's a fair terminology to use. So Amar Ravashi Tashma, a fourth and final raya. Lefnei yidein shlo dechavim shlosha yamim. V'yisal gadai dechein v'yidehen. If it's really hein v'yidehen, that it includes the Yom Ayid, listening Idein Shalav Dechavim Shlosh Yamim. Let it say that the Idein is 3 days. No, maybe it has to use the term Lefnei to let us know when those 3 days are, that the 3 days begin a few days before as opposed to continuing a few days after, because we assume not like Rabbi Shmuel. Listening Idam Shalav Dechavim Gimel Yam Lefneihem. It should say that their Ayid is 3 days Lefneihem. But by saying lefnei idehen makes it sound like it's hein below idehen. Ela shemamina hein below idehen shemamina. So we see from there that it's hein below idehen, that it's these 3 days independent of the yom ayid, that it's 3 days in addition to the yom ayid, and that is in fact the Gemara's conclusion, shemamina. So the Gemara leaves it at that. Next topic, Frakta Gemari Bayaluhu. What's the reason for this Isser of doing business with the Ovdei Chavim around the holiday season? Mishamar Vacha, Odilma Mishum Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshal. Is the Isser that they're going to benefit, or is the Isser of Lifnei Iver? What do you mean, Mishamar Vacha? What's the problem of them benefiting? So Rashi explains. Deravach V'Yazil Umod L'Avodas Chavim. He's going to benefit, and now he's going to be moded to the Avodah Zarah. V'Avar Yisrael Mishum Lo Yishama Alpicha. Aside from a general prohibition of causing someone else to do an Avera, there is a more specific issue when it comes to Avodah Zarah of Lo Yishama Alpicha, that you shouldn't even cause the shame of an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. So maybe we are, or the praise of an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. So maybe it's a violation of that, or maybe it's just garden variety, Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal, that it's not that you're in violation of Lo Yishama Alpicha, it's that you're causing the guy to violate Avodah Zarah, and therefore you have enabled him to do that Isser, and that is what we call Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal. Tulsus raises the question that Yesh Makshin, Mikal Nepir Shakunshus Mastis, and Nepir Shalosis Vlosis, Hainu Mekach Umemkar. He says, you know, Rashi explains that Lasis means Mekach Umemkar, to buy or sell from them. So it says Tulsus, Tenach Mecher, if you sell to them, I get that that's Lifnei Iver. You're selling them an animal, they're going to use it as a carbon on their festival. But Mekach, my Lifnei Iver Ika. You bought a carbon from them, how could that be Lifnei Iver? They now don't have the animal to use as a carbon. Says Tulsus, yeah, but they have money. Now they have money to use in the celebration of their festival, so that would also be a violation of Lifnei Iver. So the Gemara wants to know what's the real reason over here. So says Gemara, my nafkamina, what difference does it make what the reason is, whether it's Lifnei Iver or Harvacha? So Gemara explains, the Islay Behema Ledidei. What if the guy already has an animal to use as a carbon if he wanted to? So yam mishum harvacha hakam ravachle. If he holds it's harvacha, but still, it's still a violation of leisham alpicha, because he still might use yours as a carbon now. Yam mishum lefnevel l'sitin michshal ha islay l'day. But if he holds lefnevel l'sitin michshal is the issue, well, you didn't enable him to bring the animal as a carbon. He was already enabled. He already had a different animal that he could have brought as a carbon. So whether he brings that one or yours doesn't make a difference because he could have done it anyway, and therefore it's not a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol. There is a major chakira that the Achronim raised about the Yisr of Lifnei Iver in general. It's said in many different ways by different Achronim, whether it's Nisr Klali or Nisr Prati, whether it's basically the chakira goes, when if I violate Lifnei Iver, I cause you to be Ochel Nevela. So is it that I have a chelek in your Yisr, that your Yisr, I sort of share the blame of that Yisr, of that Avera of Achilas Nevela? Or is it that, no, I did a separate Yisr called Lifnei Iver by giving you something that you have an easy ability to do the Yisr with and you weren't able to do before. But it's not that I share in your Yisr. I have a separate Yisr called Lifnei Iver. Many nafkaminas. For example, let's say I enable someone to do Avodah Zarah, or someone threatens me. You better enable that person to do Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you. So is it Yahreg Val Yavar to do Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah? If I get a chelek in that Yisr, so then I'm getting a chelek in Avodah Zarah. Avodazar is Yahreg Val Yavar, but if it's a separate Isser, just called Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol, so then who says Lifnei Iver is Yahreg Val Yavar? Only Avodazar Gilrash Vichzdom Yahreg Val Yavar. Or what if he doesn't go ahead and do the Isser? I gave him the ability to do it, and then he did Shuvah last minute. He decided he's not going to do the Isser. He decided that he wants to be a tzaddik. Did I still violate Lifnei Iver? At the time that I gave it to him, it was pretty clear that he was going to do the Isser. So I did the act of giving it to him, but he didn't actually do it. So is that a violation of Lifnei Iver? Lo sitein michshal. So some of the Achronim bring a raya from our Gemara, because in our Gemara, the Gemara wants to know what's the nafkamina, whether it's Lifnei Iver or whether it's Mishum Harvacha. So if it's Mishum Harvacha, let's say the guy doesn't actually end up bringing my animal, so then there's no Harvacha. So probably I have an obligation, if I already did sell it to him, I probably have an obligation to try to get it back from him, right? If it's Mishum Harvacha. But if it's Mishum Lifnei Iver, do I have an obligation to try to get it back from him? Will it help anything? So if you hold that I'm only going to violate Lifnei Iver if he actually goes and he brings the animal as a korban, yeah, I should try to get it back from him. It's not going to save it. It's I could still save myself. But if you hold that it's that I violated Lifnei Iver anyway, just by giving him the animal, whatever he does with it afterwards is irrelevant, then there's no sense in trying to get it back from him. It's already over. I already violated my Lifnei Iver. So that's what they try to bring a raya. Why doesn't the Gemara bring that as a nafkamina between Harvacha and Lifnei Iver? It must be that it's not a nafkamina, and that in both cases you're supposed to try and get it back. So if that's the case, that seems to indicate that the Lifnei Iver is not yet been violated until the guy actually violates an Isser. Right? Potential Nafkamin, at least, Poskim discuss, what if I do Lifnei Iver to cause someone to violate an Isser Drabanan? Do I violate Lifnei Iver Midrabanan or Lifnei Iver Midoraisa? So you could argue that if I get a chelek of his Isser is only Drabanan. How could I have worse? So it must be that I only violated Drabanan. Or you could say, no, my Isser is of Lifnei Iver is to enable him to do anything that will enable him to do an Avera. And Avera is defined as any Avera. So it's an Isser Daraisa for me to enable him to do even an Isser Drabanan. Some of the Poskim say it's got to be an Isser Daraisa because it's Lo Gara Me'etzara. Even if you just give someone bad advice, that's a violation of Lifnei Iver on a Daraisa level. Lifnei Iver is not only about Isurim. So this is no worse than, no better than an Eitzara. Okay, there's a lot to say about Lifnei Iver. Not for now. So says Zingmar V'chiyiste, lo avar v'chiyisle lo avar mishum evil otitin michshol. Wait, if the guy already has an animal to bring as a korban, I'm not in violation of Lifnei Iver. Is that true? V'atanya am Rabbi Nassan minayin shlo yoshar adam koshel yayin l'nazir rev menachayil b'nei noach. Didn't we learn that you, how do I know you're not allowed to give wine to a nazir or ever menachay to a non-Jew? Tamulomar v'lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. It's a violation of Lifnei Iver v'achad chilo yavin le shakli yuhu. If you don't give it to him, he can just take it himself. So he has the access to it, still it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. So don't you see that it's a violation of Lifnei Iver even if the person has access to it without you? So says Mar, no. When do we say you're not allowed to give a kos yayin l'nazir or ever menachay l'ben noach? It's if he didn't have access. He's on the other side of a river. The only way he can get to it is if you throw it over the river to him. That's the only time. It says lo yoshit, doesn't say lo yitain. It implies that he doesn't have access to it. Shema minah. So that's Taka Araya, that Lifnei Iver is only violated when the person otherwise did not have access and you've enabled him to access the Isser. And what if he did have access? So then it's totally mutter. So that's what we call chadabra denaris. So that's what they point out. That's an Isser drabanan of Messiah l'idei of Revera. It's not an Isser daraisa of Lifnei Iver. The Shach has a famous chiddush, and the Dogma Vav explains in Yerodeya that Shach is being mechadesh, that whenever that there's a big difference between Lifnei Iver daraisa versus Messiah midrabanan. Lifnei Iver daraisa is only for is for everybody, even if a person is a guy, even if a person is a mumar, you violate Lifnei Iver daraisa if you give them the ability to violate the Isser. But Messiah midrabanan, if the person has the ability without you, and you just help them along, but they could have done it without you, that only applies to a Shomer Torah mitzvos. If a person is a mumar, and certainly a guy, maybe Messiah midrabanan would not apply. That's the great chiddush of the Shach. It's very important halach lemaisa in a number of different circumstances. So frankly, Gemara now new sugi, yibayilu, nasav nasin mayim. What if you did business with the Ovid Chavim within 3 days? Are you allowed to use the items that you got? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar nasav nasin asar, Yishlakish Amar nasav nasin mutar. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Yishlakish, whether it's asar mutar. Say, so Rabbi Yochanan Yishlakish, Rabbi Yochanan asar Yishlakish, idein shlov dik chavim nasav nasin asurin, my love lifnei idein. That we say that the idein, it's asar, if you did business, it's asar. Doesn't that mean even lifnei idein, it's asar? Says Marlo, idein dafka. No, maybe only the business that you did with them on the Yomayit is Asr, but that which you did 3 days in advance is Mutter. Igadamri, others have it the other way, that Esfei Rav Shem and Laksh Rav Yochanan, Idein Shlov Dechav Nasav Nasan Asr, Idein In, Lefnei Idein Lo, that he made the diuk, that doesn't Idein mean only on the festival, but before the festival it's Mutter, so Reish Lakish says, right to me, that it's Mutter. So Tana Idividi, Idein Karilei, nah, maybe the Tana calls it all the Ayit, he calls it all the Yomayit, even the 3 days before, he calls the Yomayit, so it's not a Raya. But now the Gemara says, here is a Raya. Tanya Kavaseid Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa that says like Reish Lakish. Shamru Asr Lasis Lasis Imam Lo Asr El B'davar Meskayim. That the Isser to do business with them is only something that is a lasting item. Avul B'davar Shein Meskayim. But something that will go bad, that is not a lasting item, lo. It's not included in the Isser. V'afilu B'davar Meskayim Nasa V'nasan Mutter. That even if it's a davar Meskayim, you see like Reish Lakish, if you already did it, you already did the deal, it's Mutter. You're allowed to get Hana'a from that which you got. So that's a Raya to Reish Lakish. So does that mean that we paskin like Reish Lakish? Tosus writes, Nira Lari, Dalacha Krab Yochanan. That we don't paskin like Reish Lakish, even though we only have one Braisa that supports an opinion, and it supports the opinion of Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan, still we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, because in Yavam, Staf Lamed Vav, the Gemara mentions all the cases where we paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, and this isn't one of them. So by its absence from the list, we could tell that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Tos says, aye, maybe it's not on the list because it's obvious that we paskin like Reish Lakish. We have a Tanya de Misayele. He says, no, there are other items that are on the list that also have a Tanya de Misayele. So it's not, we're not going to break the rule just because the Stamad Desha sounds like more like Reish Lakish. We're not going to break the rule that the Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara Vaitina, Tanya Rav Zid B'Debei Rabbi Yoshia. You're allowed to sell to them, but you're not allowed to purchase from them. There was a min who sent a certain type of valuable coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia means Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but it's not the same person as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's grandson was Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. They mean the same thing, but to distinguish them, we call one of them Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the other one Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. So he sent him something valuable on the Yom Ayud. Havias Reish Lakish Kamei, Reish Lakish was there. Amar Hech Yavid. He said, what am I supposed to do now? Ashkele Azulamoda. If I take it, he's going to go and be moda to the Avodah Zarah. Lo Ashkele, if I turn it down, Havalei Eva, it's going to cause a tremendous amount of animosity, and it could be dangerous to turn down such a gift. So Amalei Reish Lakish, Tul Vizroko So Labar Bifanav. Take it and throw it into a bar so that you won't get any benefit from it, just right in front of his face. So you won't be Azulamoda because he'll know that you didn't get anything out of it. Amar Kolshkein David. That's probably going to get him angry if I do that, if I just throw it into a bar. So, no, I meant pretend that it's an accident. Make it go away in front of him where he sees that you're not going to benefit from it, but make it like, oh no, I'm so clumsy. So that way he won't get angry at you for having lost it. And he won't be azulamoda because you will not have gotten any benefit from it. Lashilon v'lishlman. So, bishlam lashilon, I understand why I'm not allowed to lend to them, because they have more, but to use for their festival. festival. Avalishal man mutikam maitlu. But why can't I borrow an item from them? So Amar Abaye gzeru lishal mehen atu lashilam. It's gzeru one atu the other. Rava Amar kula mishum dazul modahu. No, it's all on account of azul moda. The Ovid Chavim is going to be happy that he's that the Yisrael needed him, that he's provided the Yisrael something that he needed, and he's going to be moda to zavod zar about that. Similarly, la'alvosam velilvos mehen bishlam la'alvosam mishum tekam ravachlu elilvos mehen amai. Why would it be us to borrow money from him? So Rabbi gzera lilvos mehen not to la'alvosam. So again, Rabbi says gzera lest you come to lend money to him. Rava amar kula mishum da'azul modu. Rava says no, it's all about azul moda. He's going to go and thank the avod zara. Similarly, leporan velifra mehen. You're not allowed to pay them or get paid from them. Bishlam leporan mishum tekam ravachlu. I understand why I'm not allowed to pay them, because I'm benefiting them for their avod zara el lefram and mutim maitlu. But to get paid from them, they have less money now. So I'm Rabbi gzera lefram and atu leporan. Rabbi says the same thing of the gzera. Rava amar kula mishum dazul modahu. No, he'll be azul moda for that as well. Utsrichi. And why does the Mishnah have to tell me all different types of transactions? Masu maton and sheila and halva and poreya. So diitan alasis my mishum to come ravachlu vazul moda. Because if it was only about Masu Matan, I would say, yeah, that's where he's benefiting, and therefore he's going to be Azul Moda. Avalishal man, demu'utikam imaylu, shabardami, but to borrow an item from them, where you're taking something from them, I would think it's okay. V'itan alishal man, mishum dechashivale milsa va'azul moda. If it were to tell me, lishal man, it's because it's a badge of honor for them, that you needed to borrow something from them, so he'll still be Moda to the Avod Zara. Avalilvos man, sarabialma islay, amar tuvlo hadrizuzi, but to lend money to somebody, that's a very that has a certain tension to it. He's going to be nervous that maybe he's never going to get paid back. People aren't so comfortable lending money. Vitan Lilvos man, if it only would have said about borrowing from them, mishum tekamar bal karche mifranel, because the guy will think I can always force the Jew to pay me back. Vashemia azul moda, and therefore will be azul moda avalif from mehen desulo hadrizuze. But to get paid from them, which is money they're never going to see again, a matzari islev lo azul moda. I might think that that's only a tsar for the Ovid Avod Zara, and therefore he has nothing to be Azul Modo about. Tzricha, that's why I need to be told all of these cases, that in all of these cases, it's going to be us to engage in these transactions with the Ovdei Chavim around the time of their holiday. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.